For our scripture this afternoon, will you turn with me to the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 37, and I will read the first 14 verses. I heard there was some discussion a while back about Ezekiel's vision of the valley of dry bones, and searching in my mind and heart for a worthy subject this afternoon, it seemed like a logical passage to deal with. So let us listen as God speaks in Ezekiel chapter 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "Oh, sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.'" So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, 'This is what the sovereign Lord says. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain, that they may live.' So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, 'Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. O my people, I'm going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you and you will live. And I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and I have done it, declares the Lord." Let us sing together Psalm 16, verses 1, 4, and 5.
Psalm 16, verses 1, 4, and 5.
beloved congregation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Many of us who have grown up on this continent have heard in one place or another the old Negro spiritual about Ezekiel's vision of the valley of dry bones. The song, as I remember it, goes like this. I won't try to sing it, but I'll repeat the words. Ezekiel saw them dry bones. Ezekiel saw them dry bones. Ezekiel saw them dry bones. Now hear the word of the Lord. Then the song goes on to talk about the foot bone connected to the leg bone connected to the knee bone connected to the thigh bone, and so on up the skeleton to the head bone. It is not what you would call a great song, but it has been sung around many a campfire. And it does have one redeeming feature. It has fixed in many, many minds the story that Ezekiel gives to us about seeing the valley that was full of dry bones. And I asked the question, what about these bones that Ezekiel saw lying there in the valley? What do they have to tell us? What's the point in preaching the word of the Lord to bones, of all things? What was God saying to Ezekiel, to his people at this particular time in their history? And what is God saying to us who are sitting here in the church this afternoon? These are some of the questions I hope we can find answers to as we turn our attention to Ezekiel chapter 37. The Lord evidently took Ezekiel in the spirit and opened his eyes to see a valley that was full of dry bones. Ezekiel gives the impression to us there were bones lying in all directions. There were a great many bones in the valley. They were dry, very dry. I see them as bleached and dried in the hot sun till there wasn't a particle of life or a drop of moisture left in or about them. All the skin, all the flesh, all the sinews that had once covered these bones was long gone. All that was left was very dry and very dead bones. God caused Ezekiel to pass by them all so that Ezekiel could see exactly what was there in the valley and take note of the condition of these bones. And having done that, God asked Ezekiel this question, "Son of man, can these bones live again?" And humanly speaking, the answer was obviously not a chance. Looked impossible. All sign of life had departed a long time before. It seemed inconceivable that life should come back to these bones. It was way far too gone. The bones were very dry indeed. No, it couldn't happen. But that was leaving God out of the consideration. Could God bring these bones to life? Well, that was an entirely different question. And Ezekiel wasn't about to attempt an answer. On the one hand, he had no idea how it could be done. On the other hand, there was no telling what God can do in this or any other situation confronting him. So Ezekiel replied, leaving the question entirely with God. He said, "O Lord God, you know. You know what can be done with these bones. I'll leave it with you." Our concern today isn't about dry bones lying there in that valley. Rather, we want to ask, what do these bones represent? The answer is found in verse 11. These bones are the whole house of Israel. These dry bones represent the whole nation of Israel, all 12 of the tribes. The nation at this point in human history doesn't seem to have been much more than a memory at this particular time. The people of Israel had chosen to reject their God. They had left all of God's commandments behind. They had gone after other gods and fallen into all manner of immoral living. It seems that they had angered God in just about every way they could. And God had said, evidently, enough. He had raised up the Babylonians and brought them to destroy Israel. And the Babylonians had carried out their assignment very well. Israel was defeated in battle, with those who happened to survive being carried away into captivity in Babylon. Jerusalem had been torched and left in ruins. Israel, from the human perspective, was finished. Israel was as dead as could be, as dead as these dry bones. Could Israel possibly survive and live again? That was the question God was asking. And Ezekiel's reply was very simply, "O Lord God, you know." But as I visit the Valley of Dry Bones today, I see more than a picture of ancient Israel. I see a picture of mankind, as mankind has fallen into sin. Scripture describes man, the sinner, as spiritually dead. His heart is twisted and turned away from what is true and good. He finds himself unable to improve himself, unable to clean up his act. Like Israel of old, sinful man seems to be a hopeless case. He has all the hope of the dry bones that Ezekiel saw lying there in the valley. Paul reminds the believers at the church in Ephesus that they too had once been dead in trespasses and sins. Jeremiah had asked the pertinent question, "Can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard its spots?" Then may you also do good who are accustomed to do evil. Jesus said very much the same thing, only he used different words when he said, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit." He who is a sinner is flesh, and he does sin. He can't do anything else. He can't improve himself. He's as dead as the bones in Ezekiel's vision. It's impossible for him to win the pleasure of God. It's impossible for him to keep the commandments. And he who thinks he can is really only fooling himself. There is no way for him to build up any merit. It's impossible for him to bring himself back to life spiritually. Man's soul is lost and dead. It has become very dry. And I wonder if we've ever seen ourselves in this picture. It's not the best picture of you and me. Doesn't flatter any of us. But it does portray a truth with alarming accuracy. It's a true picture. We've tried to do good, but we haven't been very successful at it. We've tried to change our lives, and it seems so hopeless. And we too find ourselves very dry. Can such a person come to life spiritually? Can these bones live again? And again, humanly speaking, the answer would seem to be no. But can God do anything about it? Can God make the sinner over anew? It would certainly take a remarkable act of God. But Ezekiel leaves the answer to the question with God. And we can move on to see how God answers this question. God doesn't answer the question directly. Instead, he instructs Ezekiel in verse 4, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Ezekiel is to speak to the bones. He is to tell them, hear the word of the Lord. And if you're like many of us today, that probably strikes you as rather foolish. How can dry bones hear the word of the Lord? Or anyone else's speech for that matter. The bones are dead. Besides, they have no ears. They can't hear. Ezekiel wanted to prophesy to the rocks. Instead of the bones, they'll hear as well as the bones, you would think. But let's not react too quickly. It's clear that Ezekiel is to declare the word of the Lord. And we have to keep in mind that the word of the Lord isn't like just any other word. It's far different from man's word. It's a living word. It's a powerful word. It's a creative word. The ability to hear that word can go right along with the speaking of it. It's like the word that Jesus spoke to Lazarus while he was lying, 4 days dead in the tomb. His sister figured by that time the corpse would smell. But Jesus spoke his word to the dead Lazarus anyway. And Lazarus, though dead, heard the word of the Lord. Lazarus did what the Lord told him to do. He came forth out of that grave. The word of the Lord had given him life. And it seems that the same kind of thing happens in Ezekiel's vision. Ezekiel prophesied to the bones as he was instructed. He spoke the word of the Lord. And the bones, very dry and very dead, heard the word of the Lord. There was a great noise, we read, a rattling of the bones. The bones began assembling together. They began connecting bone to bone. The toe bone connected to the foot bone. The old Negro spiritual had it right. And as the bones assembled, they became bound together by sinew. And they became covered with flesh, and at last covered with skin. And more than the bones were listening. Evidently, there was breath hovering over the scene. And the breath was listening too as Ezekiel began to speak. And the word of the Lord was spoken to the breath. The breath came from the four winds and breathed on these assembled bones that they might come to life. Verse 10 tells us that they stood on their feet and formed an exceeding army. This was Ezekiel's vision, given to him at this particular time in the nation's history to encourage and to give hope to the nation of Israel. They had suffered long. They had been in captivity years and years. Everything seemed hopeless to them, as hopeless as Ezekiel's vision of the bones. And here is God coming and through Ezekiel seeking to give hope to the nation. And there was partial fulfillment of that vision back in the Old Testament era. After 70 years in exile in Babylon, the Babylonians were overthrown by the Persians, and Cyrus the king became king of Persia, and he issued a proclamation allowing Israel, the people of God, to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple of the Lord on its original site. The bones of the nation, you see, did reassemble and reestablish themselves as a nation living and dwelling in the promised land. The people did come back. The nation was restored. But in reality, the restoration was only partial. The complete fulfillment of Ezekiel's vision would await another day. And then there's another partial fulfillment of Ezekiel's vision going on today. I said earlier that I can see a picture of us in these dry bones lying about in the valley of Ezekiel's vision. A picture of us dead in our trespasses and sins. And morally speaking, we were as dead in our sins and as unable to do what's right and pleasing to God as those bones lying there in the valley. But Jesus declares in John chapter 5, "Most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of God, those who hear will live." So often it seems those who are dead in sin, those who are not following God's law, those who are doing their own thing, don't hear the word of the Lord when it's declared to them. Blows right on by and makes no impact. But the hour comes when it fulfills God's good purpose, when the Lord is declared. And the Spirit of the Lord breathes upon the sinner. And for once, the sinner hears the word of the Lord. And the message gets through. A sense of sin and of guilt grips the listener's heart. And for the first time, he starts to give some thought as to who Jesus really is. He hears that Jesus is the one who can take away sin, who can pardon and cleanse the sinner. He hears that Jesus came and took our sin upon himself, died on the cross in our place, that sinners might know there is pardon, cleansing, and new life in Jesus. The sinner hears that Jesus Christ can give new life to troubled sinners who will turn and look to him in repentance and faith. And the sinner hears Jesus say to him, "He who hears my word and believes on him who sent me has everlasting life and has not come into judgment, but has passed from death unto life." He hears and becomes alive in spirit and is drawn to believe in Jesus. And he looks to Christ and puts faith in him. He passes from death unto life, just like the bones of Ezekiel passed from death to life, as Ezekiel preached to them the word of the Lord. This is how sinners become Christians and part of the Israel of God. This is how we become Christians, as God breathes upon us the word of life and we hear his word and believe. And there is a sense then in which Ezekiel's vision is fulfilled. Every time a sinner forsakes his sins and comes and puts his faith in Jesus, the spiritual change that takes place when someone comes to faith in Jesus is no less radical than the bones coming to life in Ezekiel's vision. And I trust that this truth has been fulfilled in your experience, that you have heard the voice of God and come in repentance and faith to Jesus, trusted him, and followed him. Oh, we need to make sure that we've heard the word and followed Christ. But again, even this fulfillment of Ezekiel's vision is only partial. The day of its complete fulfillment is yet to come. It awaits the day of the coming of the Lord. Paul writes of that day in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 16. "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise." Christ will return to this earth. When he comes, those who have believed in Jesus, be they Jew or Gentile, it doesn't really matter. But if their bones lie in the earth, they will be raised to newness of life to meet the Lord in the air. This is the great promise of the gospel. There will be, figuratively speaking, a great rattling of the bones in that day. As the bones of the dead in Christ connect themselves together, they'll have their sinews restored. They'll be covered with flesh and with skin. Breath of God will fill their lungs, and they'll be alive again. Meet the Lord in the air. Them bones gonna walk around. Them bones gonna walk around. And I'm looking forward to that day. I trust you are true. And I can hear those black slaves who knew so little of what we enjoy in the world. They could have sang that song. They would have been encouraged. They'd have had a hope. This world isn't the end of everything. It may be filled with troubles now. We may be just like that heap of bones that Ezekiel saw lying in the desert. But there comes a day when the Lord shall return with a shout. And that shout will be heard by the bones lying in the valley in the shadow of death. And they'll be clothed with flesh and life. Be alive to meet the Lord in the air. What a day that's going to be. As the years go by, I find myself thinking of that a little more often, perhaps. Maybe it won't be that long. Maybe it won't be that long for any of us. And we'll hear that shout. And we'll be forever with the Lord. Well, we need to remember the whole story. Ezekiel saw them dry bones, and he heard them rattling and coming together. And indeed, as he looked, the sinews and flesh came upon them, and they were covered with skin. But there was no breath in them until the breath of God, the Spirit of God, breathed into them, and they came to life. This was his vision. It was filled in part as the Jews returned to the promised land. It was fulfilled in part as every believer came to faith in the Savior. But its great fulfillment awaits the shout of God, the trumpet of the Lord, and the Lord's return on the day of resurrection. On that day, the bones lying in the dust will be connected together, covered with flesh and skin and new life. The dead in Christ will rise to be with him. I look forward to that day. I want to be a part of it. May God grant to all of us such a faith in the Lord Jesus. Amen. We're going to stand and sing hymn 41, verses 1 and 2.